The halftime show was brought to you by Smith Appliances. Smith Appliances in Warsaw is your one-stop shop for washers and dryers, refrigerators, freezers, ranges, dishwashers, and microwaves, and they service what they sell. Serving the area for over 60 years, Smith Appliances, 1119 East Winona Avenue in Warsaw, and they say, Go Tigers. Warsaw Athletics wants to thank their generous corporate sponsors for the 26-27 school year and the following premier sponsors who make live video streaming of Tiger Home sporting events free on the Tiger Broadcast Network YouTube channel in cooperation with us at News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Surf Internet and Lakeside Chevrolet. And the Tigers do have a sack tonight, and because of that, Tiger fans win tomorrow. Fans can buy one Big Mac and get a second one free at the Bolt McDonald's locations in Warsaw. That's at 315 North Detroit Street near Center Lake at 2473 Jalen Street in front of Lowe's. Just follow Warsaw Athletics on X, formerly known as Twitter, and also on Facebook, and show them the promotion sent out by the athletic department. Tiger ball to start the third quarter of play, leading 21-14. They've had the ball three times. They have scored three touchdowns.
That's pretty efficient.
An 18-yard run by Michael Schenk, a 6-yard run by Mason Silvius, and a 70-yard scamper by Tucker Reed. And now it'll be soon to kick off for Northrop. And the left-handed or left-footed junior, as the ball teed up along the far hash mark. And you have Harmon and Reed back deep, and they are waiting for the ball at the 15-yard line. Soon has the whistle, and he sets his team, and now he'll put his foot into it. And he'll run up to it and boot it. That's a deep kick, and this will back Reed up to the 12. 15 at the hash mark's 20. 25, and he'll go down about the 30-yard line. They'll mark him out at the 32, and that's where Warsaw takes over first down and 10. Here as we start the third quarter, leading 21-14.
You'd like to think that Tucker might have saw a little crease there. And good return. Good coverage there by Northrop, but this drive will be, it'll be interesting to see if we can keep our streak going here of touchdown drives.
Well, if you think about it, if you count only drives that didn't end in the end of the game, they've scored on five straight drives, going back to the last two of the fourth quarter last week. Ball on the far hash mark at the 32-yard line, first down at 10. Brady Sauer is going all the way at quarterback for the Tigers. Schenk behind him, and he's had a big first half. And they run it up the middle with Schenk, and he'll dive forward. And, well, the official from the far side came running in and marked the ball back at the 33-yard line for no gain. But they are going to give him... Wow.
Like 1 yard?
He gave him 1 yard on a play where he got to the 35. So it's a gain of one, second down.
So you'd like to see and maybe see what Northrop has done as far as adjustments over halftime. Because that fullback up the middle, Schenk up the middle, was just devastating for them.
Yes, it was. Second down and 9. Again, Schenk in the backfield. Harmon and Reed are the wideouts. They're going to pitch it to Tucker, trying to turn the corner, and he'll get to the 35. Ran over, man. 40, 45, 50. Cuts back to his right. Gets across midfield. Still going all the way down to the 41-yard line. Tucker Reed with a huge run for the Tigers on second down.
And that's where it's a great example, because Tucker was stopped, you know, 3-4 yards off the line of scrimmage. The great running by Tucker, just kind of evading tacklers, breaking tackles, and making a nice gain there.
26 yards for Tucker Reed and another first down.
And that was a rocket toss off to the right-hand side. First time we've seen that play tonight.
Trying to loosen up the middle of that defense.
Yep.
First down and 10, Warsaw. 10:44 clock running, third quarter. Warsaw leads by 7 over Northrop. Trying to start the season 2-0 for the first time since 2023. Well, it's a cornerback keeper. It's Sauer. He bounces off, and he's got good yardage down to the 35-yard line. Sauer on like a quarterback draw. Yeah. He didn't even back up. He just got in behind his center, Christian Cullors, and he gets 6 yards on the play.
Yeah, and that wasn't even a draw. That was a glorified quarterback sneak there. He took the snap and just immediately went. I will say, a lot better blocking today than we saw last Friday.
Much better. Much better. Second down and 4. Ball at the Bruin 45. And they start read in motion, and then Sauer stands up and looks to the sidelines. They tell him to call a play, and so he will. And here comes read in motion again. They hand up the middle to Schenck, and he'll push the pile forward, and he's still pushing. And how far did he get? He got 3 yards to the 32-yard line before he's brought down by a host of white-shirted Bruin defenders. And third down is coming up.
And just from the handful of plays that we've seen so far, it looks like Northrop has made some adjustments as far as defending Schenck up the middle. So we'll see again, see if that loosens the outside for Tucker.
They brought in some bigger guys.
Yeah.
But they take their biggest guy out. And you know who we haven't talked about at all is Emadobe. And now we're going to have a whistle.
That's true.
We're going to have a whistle and a stoppage. We have a cramping Northrop Bruin. That's Holler back there in the back of it. And so they're going to let him get checked out. He was cramping, and so he just went down, which is exactly
right.
What you should
right.
do.
Correct.
Don't ask for a timeout because they'll give you a timeout. Mm-hmm. We see that in basketball all the time. So he goes down. They have to stop the play. Everybody goes to both sidelines to get drinks. And with 9:14 left to play here in the third quarter, this is the opening drive of the third. And Warsaw facing third down and a yard at the Northrop 32-yard line. Headed toward the south end of Fisher Field, toward the big scoreboard and the big message board. The American flag and the David Fribbley flag number 77. Ball in the middle of the field. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're right about Emadobe. He's been kind of a non-factor tonight.
Yes.
And I think a lot of that has obviously to do with the fact that we don't pass very often. So
no, it's true. And I wouldn't expect a pass play here on third and one. The Bruins showing blitz up the middle. And it's going to be a first down and more. It's Sauer. He gets across the 30-yard line on the quarterback sneak. He gets down to the 29-yard line. He got 3 yards, and he got a first down for Warsaw.
Yep, just off the center's right hip there. Good for three. Move the chains and keep the clock rolling.
7 first downs for the Tigers. 2 on this opening drive of the third quarter. 8:56 clock running. Third period. Warsaw 21, Northrop 14. The Tigers looking to add to their lead. Looking for something that they really haven't had in the first game and a half this season, which is a cushion in the scoreboard. Sauer with Schenck behind him. And they're going to hand it off to Michael up the middle, and he'll dive forward to get to the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 2. Schenck wanted to make sure that he covered up that ball. So rather than try to extend it or fight for more yardage standing up, he just dove and got what yardage he could get, and he'll take that. Second down.
And that's the first time I've seen Emadobe in the backfield there. They really sold out that left-hand side of that defensive line to get the quarterback there, Sauer.
I'm not sure it's the right word, but he's starting to cheat.
Yep. No, I think that's an accurate word.
On the snap, he's just running up the field.
Yep.
Again, they're showing run blitz. Sauer fakes the handoff this time. Going to keep it. Turn up field. At the 25. At the 20-yard line. He's got a first down. Down to the 19-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards for the Tiger quarterback, and that's how this offense, Andy, is supposed to work.
It is, and it's something that we didn't see a whole lot in the scrimmage, and we definitely didn't see a whole lot last week, save the fourth quarter. But these are the type of drives that we're used to seeing, just methodical, just coming at you, right at you, kind of know what's coming, but unable to stop it and do those 5, 6, 7 yard gains.
7.5 minutes left to play in the third. Warsaw at 21, Northrop 14. The Tigers have first and 10. From the Bruin 19-yard line. Brady takes a long look around. And he'll take the snap. He will be bottled up in the backfield. Did he give the ball off to Schenck? He did.
Yeah.
Schenck got the ball, and he got knocked backwards to the 20-yard line for a loss of one. And Warsaw, a loss of one is about the best possible result on that play.
And there's the first time we've really called out his Emadobe's name there on the tackle. Just kind of busted through that line. So I'm going to say, too, like, I think you're right. I think they are kind of, I don't want to say cheaty, but they're being a little exuberant, should we say. And he kind of guessed right there.
Well, he lined up in the middle of the formation that time.
Yeah.
Which we have not seen him do. And he's starting to creep that way again. Second down and 10. second and 11, really. Sauer on the counter, hands off to Harmon. He'll get hit at the line of scrimmage and dive forward for 3 yards down to the 17-yard line. That is White's first carry of the game, and it sets up third down and long. Tigers well within field goal range, but they would like a lot more than that.
Yeah, and that time number 11 for Northup lined up as a linebacker and kind of got a running start there on that run blitz. So they're making some adjustments, that's for sure.
They are. Third down and about 8 for the Tigers after a 3-yard gain. Halfway through the third quarter, this is the opening drive of the third. Northrop has had the ball for about 45 minutes of real time. Kohler and McCray out to the left. That's the wide side of the field. And they're going to pitch the ball back to Harmon. Turns upfield with a blocker. He's at the 10. Oh, he stopped. And he got thrown backwards at the 11-yard line. It looked like he had room to cut it up in there or bounce to the outside. And he ran right into his own guy. He got 5 yards, but he needed 8, and now it's fourth down.
Yeah, I think that was one of those situations where I think he was good to go either way, cut that back inside or pop it outside. I think he just kind of like, oh, what do I do? And just kind of, like, you're right, just kind of ran into his own blocker there.
Offense stays on the field. No field goal attempt here for the left-footer Conley from the left hash mark. An extra lineman comes into the game with 5:15 left to play. This is a tough get. This is third down, or fourth down and 3 from the left hash mark. White side of the field now right. Bart Curtis wants to talk about this play. 5:07 left to go in the third. Warsaw leading 21-14, facing fourth down. When we come back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Fourth down for Warsaw. Fourth and 3 from the Bruin 12-yard line. Leading 21-14 with 5 minutes left to play in the third. Sauer under center. Takes a snap, pitches right, trying to get around the corner, and it won't work. The Bruins read it. Tucker Reed stopped back at the 16-yard line. It's a loss of 4 on the play, and Northrop has stopped the Tigers.
Yeah, and that's a heck of a play there. Number 29 for Northrop came all the way across from the far side of that field and really chased Tucker down. I know he had a good angle, but made a great open field tackle, not allowing Tucker to do anything there.
So Northrop makes a stand in the red zone, and the Tigers get as far as the 16-yard line and are turned away on a drive that took almost 7 minutes. And now Northrop with a chance to go down and tie the game. Pepler with an I formation behind him will take the snap and pitch it to the right for Reese. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage and then gets away. He's to the 20, to the 25, and all the way out to the 28-yard line, maybe to the 29. And they're going to give him to the 29, and it's going to be a first down, a gain of 13 yards. And we've got an injured Tiger down on the field. I think it was the player who made the stop. So Reese with a gain of 13 yards and the 12th first down of the game for the Bruins. 21-14, Warsaw with a lead, 4:56 left to go here in the third quarter.
That was Flores Ortega that came out.
No, you don't want him to be out very long.
No.
He's getting a look over by the training staff.
I wonder if he got a stinger in that shoulder.
Yeah, he looks like he's trying to shake that right hand back into feeling.
Those hurt.
Those are terrible.
Oh, my word.
First and 10, Northrop now at their own 29. And now they had a guy in the wrong spot, so they had to get him right before Pepler goes under center. And they will hand it on the sweep. This is Rembert. Rembert will turn up field, and he's got room, and he's got almost 10 more yards. They will mark him at the 39-yard line, and it looks like that's enough for a first down once again.
This game's kind of been, you know, just when we think that Warsaw's starting to pull away, starting to kind of dominate a little bit, Northrop comes right back, and that seems to be what they're kind of doing right now.
10 yards to 39-yard line, 4:13 left to play in the third. Warsaw leads Northrop by 7, but the Bruins, after stopping the Tigers on 4th and 3, had the momentum back in the game. Play clock at 5. Northrop's going to have to hurry. They may have to take a timeout. Pepler didn't get the playoff, but they're going to let him have it. Reese turns upfield 40, 45. Spin around, and he'll get 10 more yards. That play clock ran out before they snapped the ball. But Reese still gets 10 yards, and it's another first down for the visitors.
I'm with you. I'm not sure they got that play off.
Well, I'm 100% sure they didn't. Because I'm looking through the binoculars, and I could see the play clock and them, and it was a good second after. Actually, they only give him 9 yards. Mark him a yard short of that first down. Second down and about a foot and a half. Pepler from the shotgun takes the snap, going to run right, and he's going to have the first down. He's going to run into his own bench, into Tiger territory at the 47-yard line. That's a gain of 5 yards, and that's a first down for the Bruins.
And that's the first time we've really seen a zone read there from Northrop. That's a kind of it's a variation of the option game where the quarterback will ride that running back with the ball in his belly and kind of make a read off that left defensive end for Warsaw. And that time, Pepler kept the ball for a 5-yard gain.
Flores Ortega back in the game for Warsaw.
Good.
3:09 left to play. The clock stopped as Pepler went out of bounds. 21-14 Tigers, but Northrop on the march at the Warsaw 47. And Pepler will fake the handoff, and he'll run right again, and he'll get to the 45. It goes to the outside and steps out of bounds at about the 42-yard line.
Same play.
It is. So that'll move the ball to the 42. It'll be second down and 5. Next week, the Tigers open up conference play on the road at Northwood, who was winning over New Prairie Big the last time we checked. Steve will be updating the scores. We'll check those at the end of the quarter. Tucker Reed checks in as a defensive back as Robertson hobbles to the sidelines. And the injuries are starting to mount up on that Tiger defensive side of the football. Play clock at 5. Pepler from the gun. Reese to his left. And he'll fake the handoff and he'll run right again. And Flores Ortega will dive at him and knock him out of bounds. I think he got to the 40-yard line, and that's where they're going to mark it. It's a gain of 2, and it sets up third down and short. And all of a sudden, Pepler's become a runner.
Well, this is the third straight time that they've run that zone read, which, again, is a wrinkle. We haven't seen it yet this game, and they've run it 3 times in a row.
And it's interesting how often they threw the ball in the first half, and they haven't attempted a pass since halftime. Third down, we'll call it 3. From the Tiger 40-yard line with under 3 minutes left to play in the third and Warsaw leading by 7. Pepler takes the snap, looking right, throws it right. It's caught in the flat, and I think it's going to be a first down. Should be.
Yep.
And it will be down to the 37-yard line, and that is Rembert making the catch. And it's a first down on the gain of 5.
Boy, that Northrop offense has sure looked hot and then cold and then hot and then cold. It's been a roller coaster so far.
I have Rembert for 4 catches for 22 yards, but I'll bet 3 of them have been for first downs.
Yeah.
2:53 left to play here in the third. Northrop trying to go down and tie the game. They trail Warsaw 21-14 from the 37. And it's a play-action fake. Pepler, a quick throw near side, got a man open at the 30, and he runs over a man at the 25, at the 20, and he will go down inside the 5-yard line. It'll be first down and goal. Warsaw had him after a gain of 4 or 5 yards. But the big wide receiver, Anthony Barnes, makes the catch. And it's a gain of 33 yards, first and goal for Northrop.
Well, that was a situation where he just took on 2 of the Warsaw Tiger defenders and just, again, seeking out contact. And he won that battle.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
First and goal from the 4. Pepler with Reese to his right. 2 wideouts right, 2 left. Now he stands up, takes a look around, now leans forward and takes the snap. Hands off to Reese up the middle, and he's wide open into the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown, Northrop, with 2:40 to play in the third quarter. There with an extra point of tying the game.
Again, just seems like, you know, we're about ready to go up 2 scores here, and Northrop gets a stand, and then they drive methodically. Just probably besides their first drive, a great drive, one of their best of the game.
And until the end, almost exclusively on the ground.
Yeah.
So now soon on to try to tie the football game up. A His first kick was not very good. Low snap. Spot is punched up there. It was blocked, and it's no good again. I think the Tigers got a hand on it, but it's no good. And Warsaw still leads. It's 21-20 Tigers. 2:40 left to play in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, Andy said it correctly. It looked like Warsaw was about to go in to go up two scores, and now they're up 1 point. And now soon we'll kick off for the Bruins with 2:40 left to play in our third quarter.
I mean, that was a good drive that we had last drive to open up the second half. It was a great drive.
Great drive.
We just couldn't finish it off. So just, you know, another one of those. I like where we're going to be.
So everybody will talk about the fourth down play, but the truth is the third down play is the play that really cost them. If they would have been able to get closer, then that gives you a little more in the way of options. Soon tees the ball up at the 40 with two Tigers back inside their 15-yard line. Reed on the far side, Harmon on the near. Soon has the whistle, and now he'll run up to it, and he'll punch it down the field. It's going to bounce back to Tucker, and it's going to roll past him, and it will roll into the end zone for a touchback. Once that ball hit the ground, Tucker, you could tell, was not very confident of what he was going to do with it. And once it got to him, it bounced a funny bounce, and he let it go. 2:40 left. Tigers from their 20-yard line, first down and 10. Now only leading by one.
Yeah, this will be another drive to see if we can't burn some clock and hopefully pay it off and get some points here.
Four. Run an 80-yard touchdown That's on the it. First play. I'm okay with that, too, at this point. Tigers checking their wristbands as Brady Sauer leads them to the line of scrimmage. Wings on either side. Shank, who had a great first half, is right behind him. And they run Michael up the middle. There's a big hole. He's to the 30. He is to the 35. He's out to the 36-yard line. Michael Shank with a powerful run up the middle and a first down for Warsaw.
And that's the first time we've kind of seen that this second half, just kind of what we saw in the first half, just Shank up the middle. I wouldn't say untouched, but good job blocking there by the offensive line and a great job running there by Michael.
9 first downs for the Tigers here in the game so far. 2:22 left to play third quarter. Warsaw leading by a point, 21-20. Operating from their own 36-yard line. Ball in the near hash mark. White side is the left side. And whistles and flags are down. I saw Northrop move, but I think they're going to say that Warsaw moved first.
I think you're right.
Yes, that is correct. That's Warsaw's second penalty of the game. It will back them up 5 yards, and it will be first and 15.
You see the full moon starting to rise over the eastern.
Did you get up at 12:18 to see any of the eclipse?
I wanted to. I was so tired. I was like, I've seen them before, but yeah.
Eclipses are cool.
Yeah.
But what I find fascinating is how we know when they're going to happen.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
I realize that there's, you know, the science behind it. I just am fascinated that we know that.
Yeah,
first and 15
sure.
Now. Ball backed up at the 31. Wings on the side, Shank behind Sauer. And it's the same play. That's Shank up the middle, big hole, 40, 45, makes a man miss in midfield and gets across the midfield stripe to the 48-yard line.
And rinse, repeat there.
21 more yards for Michael Shank.
That's been there pretty much all game.
Well, the hole was there, but then he had to hesitate to let defenders get out of his way so that he could keep pushing forward. A minute 30 left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw leading 21-20. Now operating from the Northrop 48-yard line. And they are crowding the middle, and it's Shank again up the middle. It doesn't matter. He still gets 4 yards to the Bruin 44. Michael Shank didn't have much of a game last week, just 13 carries for 36 yards. And he's having a humongo night tonight. I've got him 19 for 175 and a touchdown.
Wow.
And you got to figure, if Orsa's going to win this game, he's going to have at least 50 more.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Second and 6. Ball at the Northrop 44 on the near hash mark. White side of the field is left. Sauer. And they run blitz. And it's up the middle, and it's Schenck. And Schenck gets grabbed and thrown backwards. He did get forward progress of a yard to the 43, and it's going to be third down.
Yeah, that whole left side of the Northrop, so you got the line, the defensive line and the linebackers just come running up on that run blitz. So now would be a great time for one of those hard counts by Sauer.
Well, it would be the difference between third and six and third and one.
Yeah.
Tight formation for the Tigers. Northrop bunching the middle as well. Sauer. And he'll take a look to the right and look at the Warsaw coaches who tell him to pick his own play. They trust him that way. And now Bert Curtis is going to take a timeout. Timeout, Tigers. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the end of the third quarter.
Yep.
With the score, Warsaw 21, Northrop 20. Back to start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.